I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
Seriously, this will change your life if you've got a blocked nose. Because I would wake up at like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. with a blocked nose, I can't sleep.
So why can't you just get some water and put some salt in it?
Well, yeah, you don't ruin the magic. There's a squeezy bottle involved. And he goes, you'll get addicted to this. He goes, I'll see you wandering the streets with your bottle being people.
Well, all I can say is, if you've got a sore throat,
yeah,
just a bit of warm water,
yeah,
bit of salt in it, gargle. Watch what happens, my friend.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, you're a big fan of the ocean, and he said it works the same way. You know when you go in the ocean and water comes out of your nose?
Yep.
He said it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. If you go in the ocean, you just clean everything out. I mean, everything out.
That is one of the... Everything?
You do.
Yeah. Well, that is a great thing about when you clear your... It's one of those great reliefs when you clear your blocked nose.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah, well, like, and they're outlawing ear buds.
No, are they?
Yeah, because they're like the plastic bags. They're the next ones to go. Ear things.
Yeah, really?
The little sticks, which... If you're told by a doctor, you are told by a doctor, never put anything
in your ear
bigger than your elbow, which is that's what the doctors say. Which is, but
my brother was trying to clean out his ears once years ago with toilet paper, and he had to go to the doctor and get it removed.
Well, there, you know,
stuck.
I'll give you a tip for nothing. If you go swimming and you put silicon balls in your ear, don't put them in there because what happens? They break off and they go into the inner ear.
Oh.
And you've got to. I heard this at a barbecue. I was eating a sausage and a bit of bread, talking to an ear and nose and throat guy.
Yeah.
He said, "Don't ever put the silicone in your ear because it goes in. You got to be put under to get it out."
I see. That's just a good straight up tip. The guy across the road from me is an eye doctor.
Yeah.
And I said, "Seriously, what does the most damage with eyes?" And he goes, "Ocky straps."
Oh.
For blokes in our age.
So that's interesting.
Put it on the back of your car, bang, because they move so quickly. Bang,
that's
in your
really
eye.
Interesting. Because they got the heavy. Oh, just even if it's just the whack of it.
No, that's the hook.
It's the hook that
it's
gets
the
hit.
Hook. I think. I mean, I don't think people use hockey straps anymore, but
I surf. I don't. There's special straps you can get which are.
Do surfers still use hockey straps?
No, not really, because they break and they're old school. Whereas now it's a strap that you pull back and it's a clip. So that doesn't and it's not a tension thing. It is a tension thing, but it doesn't stretch.
Yeah.
So,
do you get any aggro in the surf? I've been watching Animal Kingdom. Have you seen that series, which is based on the Aussie movie? It's about
a lot of
criminal family.
Yeah,
and they live near California in California, and they're always getting into punch ups in the ocean about locals only. Yeah. Do you get any of that action?
Yeah, you do. You got to watch it. You got to.
Hey, you cut in on me, man.
You dropped in.
You dropped in. Is that the terminology?
Yeah, don't drop in, mate. Or as a guy said the other day to my friend, "Hey, mate, where's your manners? Where's your manners?" Which meaning that he paddled out. He hadn't waited long enough. And
so if you've been in the water an hour, you've got dibs on the waves.
Yeah, that's what he was kind of saying. Because the guy was already out there, and my mate jumped off the rock. So you can walk out to the rock, jump off, and you jump straight into the lineup. So he was kind of going, "I've been waiting here." It's kind of like, he was inferring that's jumping the queue. But he's going, no, well, we were both. And if you're both there, it just starts again. But the thing is, if I'm on the inside to the wave from you, I've got right of way.
Okay. It sounds very confusing. Imagine if I got out there as an amateur, I'd be getting bashed in the car park.
Have you got a minute?
Yeah.
Because we're doing a podcast.
We'll get to it
in a sec. But I was out there surfing one day and just waiting for a wave, and then I hear some people up from me going, sort of thrashing around the water. I'm thinking, oh, they're having a fight in the water. I mean, it's over surfing. Why would you fight?
Yeah.
And really, blah, 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 blah. And then they're not fighting. It was a shark.
Oh! So what happened?
Well, someone went shark, and no one did anything. They just sat there. And I'm going, okay.
Might get out.
Hang on. He just said, "Shark, get out!" And then it's like when you have that bad dream. Then waves were coming, but they just wouldn't quite break, and I couldn't quite catch them.
Oh no!
So anyway, I paddled back in, and I said to the guy, "Did you say shark?" He said, "Yeah, it was about as big as your board. My board was about 6 foot, and it bit the back of his board."
Oh my god!
It followed his leg wrap up and bit it.
What?
And then a guy paddled over with a on a in a canoey thing and poked the shark and it went away. Poked the shark. Anyway,
listen to Point Break over here.
Yeah, I got shark stories. Don't worry about that. I can do a half an hour. Just stick around.
We've got to get a summer related on sharks.
Well,
we'll look into that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the music. Interesting. It's another world.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Oh, welcome to the podcast. Yeah, Somehow Related. Yeah. And yes. Look, if you're interested in what we're talking about, go to the show notes and there'll be links to stuff that we talk about. Music.
Meaning what? Meaning?
Well, there'll be footage of you in the surf. There'll be a couple of nude shots. Whatever you want. Well, if we talk about...
I did a comedy sketch in the surf.
Oh, well, we should try and find that and put that in the show link. It's just a bit of extra information that we can't cover off in the podcast. You know what I mean? So stuff like, well, I know what the topics are today, but, you know, stuff on that.
Yeah, so it's all right. So it's an interesting world to step into.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking you places you wouldn't think you'd normally go.
Exactly. Should we get our topics?
Yep, please.
Tabasco sauce and the American Civil War.
Oh, Tabasco sauce and the Civil War. See, well,
they're both,
how are they
American,
related?
They would both be American.
They're both American, for sure.
For a start.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's about the Spanish
Tabasco
Civil
sauce
War.
Is... That hot.
It's sauce. A hot one. I don't like. I mean, we've currently got in our fridge HP sauce, which my son likes.
Is that a meat?
It's like a British one. Yeah, it's for meat.
Yeah.
We've got soy sauce. We've got tomato sauce. Barbecue sauce. That might be where the sauce to stop in my fridge.
Is it hot like wasabi?
Tabasco is a bit hot.
Hot like wasabi?
No, not that hot. It's a, you know what? It's made out of capsicums and peppers. Tabasco.
So it's old.
So it's sort of southern Mexican.
Southern as opposed to eastern.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a wasabi.
It's like the time I took my 90-year-old mother to a Japanese restaurant and we were going, and that's raw fish and they're the sticks that you use and blah, 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 and that's wasabi. And she picked up the piece. We looked away and she thought the wasabi was a bit of avocado.
Oh, yeah. It does look like avocado.
And she's gone bang straight into her mouth. And we screamed, spit it out. The whole restaurant turns around and she it came out like a bullet and hit the middle of the table. I mean, it's calling ambulance stuff, that. When your mother has a whole bit of wasabi.
Well, you've worked with Kate Langbrook before.
Yeah.
She's a practical joker.
Oh, so, that's not funny.
You know this story?
No.
Well, so I did radio with her and Husey for many years, and she would always make Husey breakfast. Do you want some breakfast, Husey? Yeah, go on. I'll have some of that. Oh, yeah. So she was getting sick of it. So one day she got toast, and they'd have avocado on toast, and she just put wasabi on it like avocado.
And he's had a big bite.
Yeah, and they've got the camera going and everything. You can probably still see. Oh, yeah, and he just, whoa.
Because you become quite distressed.
Yeah.
I mean, I've
had hot food.
Thai food. I ordered it hot one day. I'm going, yeah, I can handle it. And I was sweating.
You can't.
And I go, I can't. And I had to finish it because everyone was watching me now.
Yeah.
You nearly faint.
Yeah, I don't like really hot food. I don't mind a bit of spice, but I don't like it too
hot. So you're a medium guy.
Definitely medium or mild, I'd say.
Mild. Yeah.
I'm mild. I don't know. I would have had Tabasco sauce before when I've been to Mexican restaurants and stuff.
In our parents' day, it would have been curry.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, put some sultanas in it. Ooh, bloody curry. Foreign food.
What is it? Sausage?
Sausage curry. My mother-in-law still makes it.
Now, if it was on the table, would you have a little bit? I probably would.
Tabasco?
No. Curried sausages.
Oh, no. Nah. I love curry.
I wouldn't have Tabasco either.
I would have Tabasco if it was like if I had nachos and there was a bit there, I would put a bit on and try it.
Apparently, it's a big part of hangover cures.
Oh, yeah, Tabasco is.
Yeah,
right.
A bit of a shake, shake, in it goes.
But sometimes you try, when you think of sauces, they've been around for a long time. So tomato sauce must be Industrial Revolution or something like that. That would have been turn of the century, don't you reckon? Soy sauce.
I haven't thought of the sauce.
Soy sauce evolution.
Yeah.
But sweet chili sauce is a sauce that we've had in Australia, the last 10 years, you'd have to say.
Sweet chili.
Yeah, sweet chili.
Oh.
That's only become mainstream recently, don't you reckon? Sweet chili?
Sweet chili, because there's a jelly like one that you.
Yeah.
Can, yeah.
Yeah, a sweetness and a chili, but it's not too full on, so kids can have it and stuff.
So you're saying that our parents' generation wouldn't have had that?
Oh, no way. I don't think our parents' generation had soy sauce.
Can I show my age?
Yeah.
When we used to get Chinese food for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm going to say?
In saucepans.
You take your saucepans.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
Now, We laugh at that. But in this day and age, how good is that?
That's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Taking our own containers.
Take a sort. You hand it over.
Yeah.
They fill it up with Chinese food. And you want, and then it's hot.
How hot would it be?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a great idea. Fish and chips in the newspaper. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. The younger generation is tuning out of this podcast.
It's like Solomon's. Do we care about the younger generation? We care about them. Now, the Civil War. Big fan? Quinn, big fan of the Civil War? Big fan of Civil War movies, documentaries?
There was the Ken Burns. Loved it.
That was a documentary series.
That was a series. In the 90s, fantastic. Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was touching. It was beautifully told. That's all I remember.
Do you? I'm trying to think of Civil War movies. Glory. That was a Civil War movie.
Yeah.
Glory. What about?
I saw Glory in LA.
Oh.
And the local people were yelling at the screen. They love a bit of yelling at the screen over there.
Oh, really? Ride with the Devil. You seen that's an Ang Lee movie, that has Jewel in it, and that has that Aussie Simon Baker in it, and it's a great movie. It's about the Bushwhackers, who were sort of the first group of guerrilla terrorists. So they would go out in small groups. They were Southerners and hit the Union troops and stuff, and then just run back in the bush. Because you know when you think of Civil War, it's like World War One. They're all in trenches.
But these guys
are doing guerrilla attacks.
I was hearing something about the Gettysburg
Address.
That was where they first met, wasn't it? Where they first fought.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I think the way that it was that the lines were breaking up, that it was a form of guerrilla warfare, as you said, they can pop back into the into the bush or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and then so you're right, it's a different type of warfare.
Yeah, I watched that movie the other day with I can't remember his name. He was in True Detective. Who's the actor in True Detective? The one with he does all the Southern accents.
He won an Academy Award.
Yeah, he won an Academy Award.
Bangs his chest.
Matthew McConaughey.
And he was in a film called... He was in a film called The Thing of Mr. Jones, or what's that movie he was in about the post-Civil War? Really good, interesting movie. They tried to set up a separate nation in America.
The Free State of Jones.
The Free State of Jones, which, you know, it's one of those movies where you're watching, you go, is this true? Was this bullshit?
Oh, right.
And then I look it all up, and it was really interesting how he came back from the Civil War and tried to set up a little country within a country where, like, black people had rights and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
But I reckon did I try
and set up a separate country? Yes. Remember that guy in Perth, the Hutt River Province? Remember him? Prince. Do you remember that guy in Perth?
Yes.
Yes.
To secede, what's the word?
Yes, secede from Australia.
Yeah.
The Hutt River Province. And he made his own coins and money and stuff. And he was basically a farmer that had problems with taxation, I think.
He just drifted away. Nothing really.
His son's taken over. I was reading about him the other day.
Did it work?
No, obviously not. Of course not. No.
Robert E. Lee. That's the name that rings a bell.
He's a general.
Yep.
He's a general. Because, of course, the removal of all those statues, those Civil War statues of generals from the South. They're trying to remove them all because they reckon they're racist and stuff.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting fact. Should we remove some statues in Australia? Ned Kelly?
I live in Melbourne, as you do, and there's a really good one of down in Port Melbourne of a sailor waving goodbye to a ship.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Should get rid of that. Sometimes you walk through statues and you don't know who they are. Like, you go, well, who's that guy on the horse? You walk through parks and see a statue.
Well, one near me, I live near in Brighton, and there's one on a horse there, and the trees have grown over it, and he looks kind of hipster because the gum tree is sort of hanging like a long fringe over in front of his face.
I love it.
Yeah. And they came along and they cut the tree back. And, I liked it with the gum tree fringe.
With a hipster thing. Well, so, Tabasco sauce and the Civil War.
You know the Tabasco sauce, I get a bit into royalty, and I know that Tabasco sauce is one of the recognised sauces that the Queen has.
I love that. That's the same with Dettol. What is they put a little thing on it, and so with HP sauce.
I have a professional person that works for me.
We can't mention.
He doesn't want to say. He didn't want to say, but he was the designated professional medical person for when Prince Charles came.
Oh, he was Prince Charles' doctor when he travelled around.
I don't want to say, because he said you can't tell. You can't tell anybody. But when Prince Charles comes, if he's got Prince Charles or any royalty, they have to then go, okay, if he gets
Yeah, sick. We need a doctor.
Say that you're a podiatrist, okay?
Yeah.
You're Dave the podiatrist.
Always wanted to be one.
Yeah, they would ring up you and go, Dave, you're very reputable. If Prince Charles gets sore feet, you are the... This letter says that you are...
So they must have a physiotherapist, yep, a podiatrist, an optometrist.
Yep.
Wow.
So, and if you are deemed to be good enough, then royalty will knock on the door and saying, drop all your patients. Prince Charles is coming in at 2:30.
Imagine that, though, when you see that Prince Charles coming out and you don't get the call. Imagine that. Like, you got your partner. Oh, gee, I've been his podiatrist for...
Yeah, all of a sudden.
22, isn't he? You know.
Well, I've had that problem myself lately. Because I was getting my hair cut by a friend. And then I got another work person that's been cutting my hair, but much closer to home.
Oh, and you prefer them.
Yeah, so how do you break up with your... I mean, you've been going to your one hairdresser. So is it your hairdresser local?
He's in the city. But yeah, I left...
How do you break up with your hairdresser?
It's very hard. You got to find illness.
And nothing worse than if you do break up with your hairdresser, then you see your old hairdresser out, and they've seen the...
Because I used to go to a local place.
They are like forensics. Yeah, if you've had your... I'll go in and she'll go, someone's been playing with your hair. I'm like, how do you know? Because I've cut my own sideburns a couple of times. She goes, don't touch your hair. Someone's been playing with your hair. And I go, it was me, okay? But they're like, you know,
yeah. When
CSI.
I always blame TV shows. Oh, they gave it a trim at this TV show when I've been to somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. They had to cut it for some reason.
Anyway, Tabasco sauce is recognised by the Queen.
Oh, wow. She likes a bit of hot and spicy.
So she likes a bit of hot and spicy on
nachos.
On her eggs, I would imagine, wouldn't you think? Because that's what the Poms do.
They love a bit of Tabasco on the eggs.
Yeah.
Well, should we get some thinking music?
God, you know what?
What?
I'd love to hear something from the Civil War. And there was a thing in the Civil War called Dear Sarah. Oh, it was a letter.
I remember that.
A letter that a soldier wrote just before he left to fight
to his wife.
I don't know whether he was a Confederate or a
Union.
But, gee, I tell you what, that bit of music...
Evocative.
Evocative. And I've also got a theory that after we hear it, I'd like to test it.
Okay, here we go.
Sarah, do not mourn me dead. Think I am gone and wait for me, for we shall meet again.
Yeah. Wow, that's very beautiful. Evocative. Yeah.
I mean, next time you're writing a letter for your wife or family,
maybe
steal a couple of lines from that.
Yeah, steal a couple of lines and the music.
But my theory is... That music is so evocative.
Yeah.
You could tell any slightly tragic story and it'll take it. You want me to try?
Yeah, go on.
Sam, put the music back on. So I went down to the supermarket today and I asked if they had my regular yogurt. And the girl looked at me and said, "We don't carry it anymore." So I said to her, "Is there another brand I could try?" She said, "Yes, try this one, but I can't promise anything. I miss that old yogurt."
Yeah, it works. I was getting right into that yogurt story.
See, it doesn't matter what it is. If you go, you want to have a go?
Sure.
Have a go. Okay. Sam, music.
I was on a plane the other day and I said to the hostie, she said, "Do you want a drink?" I said, "I'll have a Diet Coke." I said, "We don't serve Diet Coke on planes anymore. It's Coke Zero." I said, "Well, that's not the same. Can I help with anything else, sir?"
Say something poetic at the end.
I said, "No, Diet Coke. Diet Coke, it won't happen overnight, but it will happen." That was the slogan that they used to say. Coke adds life.
Has she walked off by then?
She walked off. Thought, I'll never see her again. She hated me, that woman. Yeah, I think so.
See, there you go.
Like yogurt.
Yeah.
Okay, well, theories. Tabasco sauce in the Civil War.
I've got a theory.
Okay, go.
I've got a cracker.
Okay, go on.
I reckon I'm going to get this.
All right. Go.
I reckon Tabasco sauce was invented mid-1800s. I could be wrong. Could be right.
Yeah.
But Sam doesn't need to come in now because we're on our own now. Once we hear the think music, we're on our own. I'm going to say that they had Tabasco sauce and they would put it in wounds to somehow use it as a form of antiseptic.
Oh my God.
Crazy idea.
That's the craziest idea I've ever heard.
But maybe they were using it and then, Because you know that, that super glue was invented.
It was used in the Vietnam War.
Yeah, to heal wounds very quickly.
There's another somehow related.
I reckon that Tabasco sauce was some sort of antiseptic that they put on their wounds and then put a bandage over them. Okay.
Okay, I reckon Tabasco sauce was the fuel for the soldiers.
So it was their, but they carried it.
I think it was the South. It's very Southern to me. So I think the losing side, that was one of the reasons they lost. They had too much Tabasco sauce and it gave them the runs. Obviously, they don't want to get sued. Not the sauce we get these days, but old versions of the sauce was given out and they loved their Southern food and that's why the Great Battle was lost, because they got their runs from the Tabasco sauce plague.
When he made a speech, can we have music again?
Yeah.
The speech that he would make for the running. Do the speech.
I just got to say, soldiers, we were so close to victory, but someone served the damn Tabasco sauce, and we all got the runs, and we're going to surrender.
You got that right, sir. That's great. I got him right now.
Yeah, go, sir. Go, sir. Go with grace. We'd raise a white flag, but they're all covered in, you know. Anyway,
got no. Leave me having the Tabasco sauce, and I done it in my pants.
We got no white flags left. It's all been used. So, oh my God, I gotta go now. Oh. Anyway, let's get the answer. Enough of the shenanigans.
Edmund McElhinney was a banker in New Orleans. When the war broke out, he lost the bank and all is well. The family moved to an area in Louisiana called Avery Island to wait out the war. After the war, the economy of the South was in ruins. My friend had given him some pepper seeds and they grow well in the Louisiana soil. Edmund worked on processing the crop into a sauce that would improve the flavor of the bland Southern food at the time. Not long after the U.S. Civil War, he sold his first batch and proved to be very popular. Because of the U.S. Civil War, Edwin was forced to find a new living and in doing so created Tabasco sauce.
Because as I always say,
yeah,
good comes out of bad.
Yeah.
Something bad happens and you go, we'll look for the good. And what happened there? I'm sure you don't want to be looted.
Well, you don't want to be looted. You don't want your farm to go to ruin. But they turned lemons into lemonade.
If you could come up with a product that still exists in 2018 and the Queen uses it, you'd go, I don't mind a bit of looting.
That's a good result. How many people died in the American Civil War? At least a million, I think. And we got Tabasco sauce.
We got Tabasco sauce. So next time you have some Tabasco sauce,
think about those soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good product. Thanks, Sam.
Gosh, we're making it work a bit harder.
Somehow related. Thanks for listening. Amazing.
Yeah, lots of links.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
We're going to go get something to eat now. Now, I've got a bit of an issue with this place we go to, because they've got a massive sign at the front that says sandwiches.
Well, they've got the...
Producer Courtney said, yeah, they sell sandwiches around the corner. We go in there. Are they sandwiches that they're offering? They're hamburgers.
What is a sandwich?
Well, a sandwich to me is bread and salad and ham.
I think a sandwich in America is different to a sandwich. Is a burger a sandwich?
No.
Burger's a burger.
Burger's a burger. Sandwich is something you give to your kid for lunch. Vegemite and cheese, salami and tomato sauce, maybe.
Salad. I'm sure that in America the word sandwich has a different connotation than Australia.
We're in Australia.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And should I take it up with them or?
Well, I'd be interested to, you know what? Maybe next, you could take it up with them, and next time we come on air, you're going to find out. We'll find out whether or not. Well, number one, you'll be escorted from the, because you've been.
I'm not very confrontational though. You know what? I'll walk in. I'll go. Go, hello. I saw the sign on the front. Have you got any sandwiches?
And
I'll go, here's the menu. I'll go, sorry, you seem to have handed me the burger menu. Have you got a sandwich menu?
If you do it like that, I think you just got to get that undertone of.
I don't want to be an asshole. Yeah. I'm a nice, friendly guy, so maybe I'll do it as a joke.
It'll be interesting. I'm sure you'll play your card correctly, but we'll wait and see. God. But I was so surprised by your. I read your reaction online in the email that you were getting a little bit touchy. Yeah, now you're a stickler like that, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, if someone said this, give me a sandwich, they give me a burger. But also, I don't like the Americanization of stuff. I don't like that. You know, I think chips are chips, not fries, and that kind of stuff.
If the people from Q&A are listening, they should be getting you on there.
Yeah, I should get on Q&A. Mm. You'd be right. Mm. Who wants to go on Q&A? Have you ever been on Q&A?
No.
No, but Hughesy went on Q&A.
Yeah.
And he, you know, I talk to him all the time, and he rings me, yeah, you reckon it's a good idea to go on Q&A? I'm like, I don't know. because it's very hard to be funny on that show.
You've got it's a bit like when you give your dog a tablet, you got to put the funny bit in a big piece of worthiness.
Oh, yeah. But so the first question he gets...
Did you jot that down?
Yeah, that's in the book. The first question he gets, Tony Jones goes, this was a few years ago, and he goes, and so an issue today is gays in the Olympics, gay people doing the Olympics. What do you think, Husey? Do you think gay people should play in the Olympics? And he's just like, oh, yeah, they should. Because he can see his brain working. There's nothing funny here. I'm not gay. I can't comment as a gay person. See, if that was a gay comic... See, if it was Joel Creasy, he'd be making gags, wouldn't he?
Yes.
But Husey as a white man, straight man, what can you say?
Yeah, so you're caught.
You're caught. You can't say anything that's going to be mildly funny.
And the moment you try to be a little bit worthy, you're going, yeah, you're not really interested in you being worthy.
So
I don't know about your funny stuff and pop on off.
Hello, Q&A. Yeah, I'll come on next Monday. Time. Thank you.
You'd be good, actually.
See you then.
Of all the comedians that could go on that show, you would be good.
You know what? If it was on one of my areas of expertise, like junk food or 80s music, it'd be all right, but... Yeah, I don't know how I'd go. Yeah, they'd start talking about stuff I wouldn't know about.
Then again, maybe not.
Then again, we could see. Thanks, Tony. I got a call from Q&A. See you again. Hey, Somehow Related is supported by supersimplecards.com, Glenn.
Great cards.
Great cards. You get a pack of greeting cards from Super Simple Cards using the offer code SOMEHOW at the checkout, supersimplecards.com. Get into it.
Get them in a pack.
Phone Hacks. Hey guys, if you're looking for a new podcast, check out the Phone Hacks podcast with comedians me, Mike Goldstein, and Nick Capper.
Yep. Yeah, it's a podcast where we go through each other's phones, and we also have a special guest. We go through their phones. So the results are both cringy and funny.
Also sending hacks from each other's accounts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's been ruining our lives, but it's been highly entertaining. So make sure you get in on it. It's on the Nearly Network as well. Check it out.
Yep, please check it out because we've sacrificed a lot.
Phone Hacks.